This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Alive on MUT Radio, where we shape and own the future. This is the Hlanganani Midday Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Hell Tuesday on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Njengamanje, uma sikhuluma nge-Hell Tuesday, khona i-department engacabanga ukuthi nakumele sishiye ngaphandle uma sikhuluma nani na nge-Health Tuesday. We are joined by Uthembane Nokhanya, who is a senior lecturer in biomedical sciences. Good afternoon, miss. Siyaphila kunjani?
Siyaphila.
Thank you so much for honoring your invite here to us. Siyazi ukuthi na umuntu obhizi ushaya uma senior lecturing lapha ya. Singena ke kwilokhuzana yethu kwi interview yethu yokugcina on the Hlanganani Midday Show. We are speaking about biomedical sciences right here, and Ms. Thembane will actually help us to understand ukuthi na yini biomedical sciences. Ms. Thembane, can you please explain to the listeners now, Gutena, what is the biomedical sciences entail and why they are crucial in the field of healthcare?
Thank you so much, Ntandi Njogubongi Tuba, for being here, and Tandu Bingelela Bala Lilbako, wherever they are listening.
Yeah.
And so, biomedical sciences, a field, a contributor called public health, because sine temeliti without a biomedical scientist udokotela kuyaqagela ukuthi unani ngikushiswa yini lokho ngikushiswa ukuthi abantu abacubungula icuba amagazi uketshezi nako konke okuphuma emntweni ogulayo abantu ababizwa ngama biomedical scientist or medical laboratory technologist or scientist ilapho ke thina esingena khona njengomkhakha waka biomed from ukudla lokudlayo ucheese nodlayo ichicken lo ithosayo amanzi waphuzayo nalawo bhukuda kuwona before nje uzugule ithina that play a role in the public health in deeming that food fit for human consumption.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, ukushuthena biomedical sciences is very important, not only to inina health yakho, but nasekudleni ukuthi idla kanjani, yenza kanjani. Now, I want us to talk about biomedical sciences in MUT. What are some of the breakthroughs or advancements in biomedical research that the department has partaken in?
Okay, there's a lot of research that is currently undergoing in our department.
Yeah.
And in the interest of time, I'll just speak about the few.
Yes.
So we have a team that is doing research on medicinal plants and the treatment of lung cancer using experimental methods and computational chemistry methods.
Yeah.
And then we also have people that are looking into the quality of domestic water and sanitation in the Umlazi area. And their research aims to analyze our hygiene practices and test for the presence of Escherichia coli, which is a bacteria, and also we have people that are using next generation sequencing and bioinformatic tools for our parasitic infections. So babheka ukuthi kurelate kanjani immune system, kwenza kanjani ikuphe sikubheka kwi immunology noma kuma social mzimba wakho okulwisana nalezo zifo eyitholakala njengeskelem. And then we also have research on diabetes management, so alternative treatment. So we are studying the use of medicinal plants in the management of diseases like diabetes.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, khona amagama amakhulu akakhuluma ngabo immunology. Amagama amakhulu kangaka. I want to know, maybe just a random question, ukuthena, biomedical is also on the field of traditional medicine, right?
Yes, yes, we have a division or a team that works on with traditional practitioners harnessing our indigenous knowledge systems in order to bring ama solutions to our communities. Because in order to help umphakathi, you must start with what they're already using and then bring your science into it so that it can be sustainable solutions.
There is a lot that is currently happening la eMangosuthu University of Technology. We have people crossing borders to overseas. Abanye kade sikhuluma nabo nje last week benza abo masters in nature conservation. So there is a lot eyenzakalayo la ngaphakathi eMangosuthu. Now, we have spoke about what is the biomedical sciences and also the breakthroughs and also the advancement la ngaphakathi eMangosuthu University of Technology. I want to know from you, Ms. Thembane, what are some of the common misconceptions about biomedical sciences that you would love to debunk for our listeners with?
The first one is that people think to do biomedical sciences, you have to be a genius.
Okay.
You really don't necessarily have to be a genius. You just need to be a hardworking person that is consistent.
Yeah.
So you need to, that what it requires. For you to be a scientist, the only thing you need is inhliziyo yabantu.
Yeah.
And a curious mind.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to be a genius. Mm. That's the first misconception. So you need dedication, hard work for you to be successful in this field.
Yeah.
Because it requires continuous learning.
Yeah.
And also another misconception is that biomedical sciences is always glamorous. You're always in lab coats.
Yeah.
In lab coats. Yes, as much as our work can lead to groundbreaking discoveries and life-saving innovations, the day-to-day work is not as glamorous as the media would portray. You know, there's a lot of rigorous experimentation. There's a lot of failing experiments.
You
need a lot of patience, and you need a lot inhliziyo yabantu. You need to collaborate.
Yeah.
And there's so much interdisciplinary teams, ukusebenzisana nabantu kweminye imikhakha, so that you can find solutions ezokwamkeleka emphakathini that you are bringing this science to.
Mm. I want to know, if not glamorous, why are you guys wearing the white coats?
So the coat of biomed is not even supposed, it doesn't leave the lab.
Oh.
It's a statutory regulation by ethics, because our coat harbors bacteria and actual viruses from sick people. It's contaminated and it's potentially infectious. We wear it to protect ourselves. It's called personal protective equipment. Yeah. There's really nothing glamorous about it.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to Ms. Tembane, who is a biomedical sciences senior lecturer. Now, getting back to Imangosuthu University of Technology, I want to know, Gutena, what are the careers now in biomedical sciences?
Oh, okay. So the most obvious one is that you would work in a diagnostic lab, especially to diagnose a disease, or shoot umdlavuzo, or shukela uneTB.
Okay.
That's the most obvious one. But other ones that people are not aware of, I don't know how many do you want, because I have 20 here. Yeah.
You can just name them.
So you can be a lecturer like me.
Yeah.
And then you can do laboratory management. You can be a biomedical sales representative.
You can
be a writer, a communication specialist.
Oh, yeah.
And you can also be going to pharmacology. You can be an epidemiologist. You can be a biostatistician, and you can be a research scientist. You can be a biomedical engineer, a pharmaceutical scientist, a biomedical informatics specialist.
Yeah.
You can be a regulatory affairs specialist. You can do quality assurance specialization. You can be a clinical research coordinator, be in charge of research centers.
Yes.
And you can also be a medical illustrator, be the person that actually draws our organs and our pathways for all these things that we explain when we are teaching. So there are many, many opportunities.
Right.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a student out there and you are curious what is the biomedical sciences, Ms. Tembane has actually enunciated and demystified biomedical sciences and what it entails, and also why it's so crucial in the field of inina health care. Now, speaking of our careers, what advice would you give to aspiring student interested in pursuing a career in a biomedical sciences?
First and foremost, apply.
Please. Yeah.
Apply eMangosuthu and make Mangosuthu your first choice.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
And but as a student that wants to be a medical scientist, you need to build a strong foundation in your science.
Yeah.
Just try and be consistent in your science marks. And then you need to also take opportunities for you to gain a hands-on experience. So for instance, Ebola program where we bring students to our labs and we give them an opportunity to job shadow.
Yeah,
but sometimes we are born in Kerianga Pandle, got a masufikile, uyitshela ukuthi into ethile but masofikile endaweni ubona ukuthi cha umsebenzi ola uhamba kanje kunabanye abafunda bacabanga ukuthi biomed ubudokotela
yeah
akubona ubudokotela it's part of diagnostic medicine but in the background in the lab and also it's very important if you are a student that wants to be a biomedical scientist that you are required to be a person that networks you seek mentorship
Yeah.
And you need to develop excellent communication skills because when you are analyzing samples, finally communicate the results here patient njengoba injalo without ambiguity. Uchaze kahle ukuthi umuntu uphethwe yini ngoba umsebenzi wakho udecide impilo zabantu. So kufanele ukwazi ube umuntu okwazi ukukhuluma no okukhuluma kucace and also you need to be patient. It's a career that requires patience.
Patience. Right, ladies and gentlemen, siyazi ukuthi khona ba apply later asuke sebethatha nje njengo ane sebeyathatha nje just because isikhala sesikhona uthola ukuthi manje umuntu usethola inkinga uma esefikile ngaphakathi this is the Hlanganani Media Show now I want to know what are the modules of inina biomedical sciences and also the follow up question could be what are the minimum requirements for applying for biomedical sciences
okay So first things first, I said you need to be a curious person to be a scientist.
You need to
be a person that is always looking and asking why in situations.
Yes.
You don't lose your curiosity.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to need you to have your mathematics, your life sciences, your physics, and your English at level 4.
Okay.
But because of the competition of the applicants,
we
only take 40 students at most.
Okay.
Per year.
Yeah.
So, u-level 4 ugcina ungabusakungenisi kwesinye isikhathi. So, ngingasho nje mina ukuthi abafundi banga aim o-level 5 kanje so that they have a better chance.
Yeah.
Because ama fields that we have in the department, we study igazi, chemistry, hematology, microbiology, immunology, virology, cytology, histology, pathophysiology ne research. Konke lokhu icubu noma ama areas ama systems omzimba womuntu so kudingeka umuntu othe onolwazi lwe science noyithanda i science ngokuthethuthu kunabanye so don't come with average marks
metal level 6 nabo level 7 I remember yesterday I shared incwadi ye life sciences no nobuhle wathi nobuhle I'm glad ukuthi na ngihlukene I'm glad ukuthi ngihlukene le life sciences Miss Tembane we want to let you go we all know ukuthi na you are busy you are a senior lecturer so let's look at the contact details and the offices of biomedical sciences
Oh okay so our department has a Facebook page
yes
so you just type MUT Biomedical Sciences and
they
come up and there are people designated to assist with the student recruitment and assisting with the questions that any prospective applicant can have.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, and ngizowa share ama numbers maybe a secretary. Ngizay share ukuthi noma ngayifonela secretary if you have any other questions are related to biomedical sciences. So, why did you pursue biomedical sciences before we let you go? was it something that was always in your dreams or it's something that you just met along the way?
I actually was always a curious child. So that's why I always emphasize ukuthi lengane ihlezi ibuza imibuzo kubazali bangayicimi bangasho ukuthi uyaphapha because I was always a curious child and also I grew up in a rural setting with a grandmother who in a community where there was use of medicinal plants.
So
as I grew up I was curious ukuthi how does lesihlahla heal islonda or resisu so I never lost that curiosity and that's what makes a scientist that's the first thing don't lose that curiosity it sustains you and it fuels your career
what has been maybe the most memorable highlights of your career
my first graduation I was the first graduate at home so That was the most memorable.
Thank you so much, Miss Tembane. We wish you all the best and thank you so much for honoring invite yet.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.